Let's see who we have here now in the studio with us. We have some magicians. And Gabriel, I'm going to start with you, let you introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Gabriel. I'm 16 years old, and I do cyber schooling for North Hills. I'm in eighth grade, and I enjoy listening to K-pop music and making Harry Potter spells, like fan-made spells. And I have a job at Texas Roadhouse.
Excellent. And I see you've got quite the hat here today. That almost looks homemade. Where did that hat come from?
I got that in Salem, Massachusetts.
It's an official Salem. Are you allowed to say witch in Salem?
Okay, I think a
witch's hat.
Or warlock.
Warlock. Yeah. I guess warlocks wore pointy hats, too.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's purple, which I find attractive. Let's see. Next to you, we have Lizzie. Hello. Tell me about yourself.
I'm in sixth grade. I'm 11. And I go to Churchers Valley in middle school. I forgot that I just moved up. But anyways.
That's okay.
I have a passion for doing magic. I joined this club thinking, oh, I want to learn magic. Let's do this. And now I've just made money doing it now recently. So yay. But it's really fun and I really appreciate doing it.
What got you interested in learning about magic?
How it works, the strategy behind it, how it all like comes together and makes this beautiful art piece of an illusion.
Now, finally, we have Heath. Heath, how old are you?
9.
And what grade are you in?
3rd.
What's the name of your school?
Westview Elementary.
Westview Elementary. And who is here with you today? Who brought you here?
My grandparents.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad they're here. What do you like about magic? Anything come to mind as something you enjoy when you watch other people do it or do it yourself?
The surprise.
Yeah, it is nice to be surprised. And then all the way on the other side of the studio here is Mike Makita, who has been involved as an actor here in the Pittsburgh community, as well as a magician for many, many years. And it must fill you with a lot of joy to see that there's a Society of American Magicians Youth Club that's been formed here.
Well, it does fill me with joy. Thank you, by the way, for just describing me as over 16.
Yes.
Because I certainly am. I'm not only overjoyed to find there's an organization, I helped found it here in Pittsburgh. We just got our charter in July from the Society of American Magicians, which is a national society for, I think, 14 and up, but basically for adults who are magicians. And we did not have a youth group here in Pittsburgh, and I decided we needed one.
Yeah, I was looking. I think you've got the SAMs, the Society of American Magicians, and now you've got the SAMEs, the Society of American Magicians Youth Program. How old were you when you discovered magic?
Oh, I was probably in about the 3rd grade. I had a school teacher who had... She had boxes of books that she was giving away, but she let all of the students have one book each, and I happened to pick a book of magic tricks, and that was it. That I never looked back.
So you were about Heath's age. Now, I saw somebody had a deck of cards over there. Heath, is there something you do with that deck of cards? Or are those just there to hold on to? I thought maybe you were going to do a trick. Oh, do you do a trick, Lizzie?
I actually do have a trick.
Okay.
Heath, may I borrow that card deck, please?
Oh, Lizzie's got this stage presence going.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So they've got a deck of cards, all 52 of them. And do I need to look? Or is who? Do I need? I just want to be sure I'm where I should be.
Right there is fine.
Okay.
We're just going to need 16 cards for this trick.
16 out of the 52.
Okay. Yes, 16.
We have no idea what you're doing, Lizzie. This is exciting.
I see. Lizzie is counting 16 cards. They're face up. I do notice something about them. I don't know if I should be noticing this or not.
Actually, I don't need the cards.
You don't? Okay.
Yeah. All you need is a piece of paper.
That might have been the trick. All you need is a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. And you need to write. And in the form of a square, I need you to write columns going horizontally.
Okay.
With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12.
Oh, thank you.
And 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, let me clarify that for you. So you're making a 4x4 square. You're going to write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Everyone at home can do this too. And then the next row will be 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
And then 9, 10, 11, 12. And 13, 14, 15, 16.
Okay, I can do that. So I'm going to go across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11. Isn't this good radio? 12,
yeah.
13, 14, 15, good. 16.
What to do next.
Like that. Kind of messy, but I did it.
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll work.
Now, what do I do next?
Pick a number from one of those columns.
And tell
and,
you
and
or
circle
just
it.
Circle it?
Just okay. Circle it.
So I'm going to... okay, I've done that.
I hope people at home are trying this.
Yes.
Too.
And then you want to X out the columns horizontally and vertically.
Okay.
The ones that are corresponding with the number you circled.
The ones that
have the
all
the number.
Other numbers in the row that the number falls in and in the column that the number falls in. I've got that. So now what do I do? I did that.
Circle another one.
Circle is, but not one that has an X. Any other number? Okay, I've done that. And do I do the same thing with the rows and columns? Okay, so I've done that. So now what do?
Circle another one.
Another of the uncircled ones. Okay, I'm gonna do that one, and that means I cross out. I only have two to cross out that time.
Now only circle one once more. This is the only. This
yes.
is the last time.
And there's actually only one left.
So.
So I circled that.
You're going to end up with the number 34 when you add all of your numbers together. And people on the radio, you're going to end up with this number too, I believe.
I did, and
that's my
prediction. I already added them and two. My numbers left were 2, 8, 10, and 31.
And if you got
34? They add up to 34.
Yes, that is the secret. Every single number adds up. Just kidding.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Well, 34, so...
Every single number in the universe will always be this 34.
Will always lead to 34.
34.
So
34.
I can tell that Gabriel, tell me more about this trick. Do you know this trick?
Actually, I don't know this trick.
Oh, okay.
I don't know this one,
but
it looks cool.
It does look cool, and probably you did it really well. I would be thinking as a magician, I would say, all right, now that you've done all of this, let me see if I can determine what number it is. What number is on your paper? Think of that number really hard. Now that you've done it, think about the sum of those numbers. And I think it's 34. And it would seem like you got it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I like how you explained it always is 34 because it's good. It's helping others to understand the beauty of magic and the beauty of mathematics, too. How did you learn that trick? Who taught that to you?
Look at him.
He did.
Not me. This was all him. He taught me.
He did it. Well, it's a very good trick. I like it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mathematics plays a big part in a lot of magic. People don't realize that.
It does. My old friend Arthur Benjamin, who you may know, he is a mathematician, ended up getting a PhD in math. He's a professor at Harvey Mudd. Right now, he is doing a one-year residency at a magic museum, and I can't remember the name of it, but I think you would know it. But he's been dealing with the interplay between math and magic since probably he was Gabe's age, maybe even younger. It's been a long, long time. What kind of tricks do you like to do, Gabe?
I like doing like card tricks mainly.
Is there one you can show me since we have some cards? Or I don't want to put you on the spot. If you're just joining us, by the way, these are magicians from the Pittsburgh chapter of the Society of American Magicians Youth Program. You can learn more about them at magicsam.com. And if you do some clicking around, you'll find the Pittsburgh chapter.
Yeah, if I can clarify that, anyone interested anywhere in the country can go to Magic Sam, M-A-G-I-C-S-A-M, and there is a section called Find an Assembly. So if you're an adult looking for a magic group, there are groups all over the country, and you can find one local to you. And if there isn't one local, you could potentially form one. And then there's also a section there marked SAM Youth, and you can click on that. It'll show you how to join on a national level, and you can find groups. Pennsylvania actually has three of them. There's one in Somerset and one in the Philadelphia area also.
Okay, it looks like Gabriel. Do you prefer Gabe or Gabriel?
I like Gabe.
Okay,
that's what I go by at work.
That's okay. Gabe has a standard deck of 52 cards in front of him. Should I mention the cards you've overturned?
Oh, yeah, we don't. Those are jokers. We don't need the jokers.
Oh, well, I see two.
A
king of hearts and a ten of hearts.
Yes.
Face up. So what are you about to do?
So this is called the Gemini Twins. So I'm going to put some cards down, and then we're going to use these cards to mark it. I'm going to have you tell me when to stop.
Okay.
All right. Tell me when.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Stop.
Wait, no more, no less?
No more, no less.
Okay. You were so... Okay. All right.
Okay, so
all right, then we'll do the same thing again. Tell me when to stop.
Okay, so just you put some of those on the bottom of the deck, and now you're... Yeah. Okay, so 3, 4, 5, 6.
Use the King of Hearts to mark the spot where
7,
you stopped.
8, 9, stop. Stop now.
Right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, and then the Queen of Hearts is now on top. I'm doing my best to keep track.
Gabriel's going to spread the cards, and he put those two face-up cards to mark the spot where you stopped.
I see.
Okay. So you stopped right there with the... He put the King of Hearts there.
The bookmarks are the first two cards that were face-up, the King of Hearts and the Ten of Hearts.
There we go.
Spaced with those that he counted out,
yes.
The 13 and the 9.
All right.
And now there are cards, I think, that were adjacent to... his placeholder cards.
Yeah.
And this is called the Gemini Twins. And I'm wondering if these are going to... I'm curious. The King of Hearts, the card next to it is...
Not King
the
of
King
Diamonds.
Of Diamonds. Yeah. And the Ten of Hearts is matched with the Ten of Diamonds.
You told him where to stop.
Interesting. Yeah. That's...
It's cool, right?
Yeah. These are two tricks that were just done. The one by Lizzie and the one Gabe just did didn't involve sleight of hand as much as they involved, I'll say, trickery or at least
Illusion?
Method, illusion, yeah, or methodology might be the best way to put it, is knowing that. What were you going to say, Lizzie?
The whole thing about magic isn't just the whole thing of sleight of hand and that stuff. The point of magic is to create an illusion that makes people go, whoa.
That's good. You'd be a good spokesperson for magic. Gabe, that was excellent.
Thank you.
Do you? And now, are you preparing something, Heath? Or are you just starting a game of solitaire? Heath has a lot. I see you've got three stacks of cards in front of you. Do you have a trick that you were thinking? Okay. Tell me your trick. Heath is the youngest of our youth magicians. Heath, tell me what you're about to do.
I am going to do a trick.
Okay. And can you be more specific? You've got three stacks of three cards, I think. And what's going to happen?
You'll pick one of the stacks.
Should I do that now?
Yes.
I'll pick the stack in the middle.
Okay, he's showing you the card.
Okay.
There. The card at the bottom of that stack is the Six of Hearts.
Okay, the Six of Hearts.
Six of Hearts.
That was the bottom of the card. It's a standard deck of bicycle cards. Okay, and he placed those cards. The three piles are now one pile. And what's next?
Heath is going to spell out your card now. He's going to spell six with one card at a time.
S. I-X.
Throw the rest of the cards on top.
Okay.
O-F.
Throw those on top.
Of. And then we're going to start from the top again. Or yep. Oh, hearts.
H-E-A-R-T-S. Throw the rest on top. Now, Heath. We want to find Larry's card, so spell Larry.
Oh, no. This can't work.
Yeah.
L. A. R.
R.
R. Y.
Turn that one over.
But what if my name had been another name? How did now that one...
It's magic.
Of all the tricks done, they're all good. They were all very good, but that one's an interesting trick. I don't think I want to know the secret. Heath, you fooled me. Do you set up card tables in Market Square and do this with people for money? I could see you doing that.
Lizzie has done something similar.
Have you?
Yes. My dad works at conventions, so usually I travel with him. And one time I made... $10, I think, doing magic.
Wow.
Yeah. And the people are just like, whoa, here's tips. So yay.
That's something.
Yeah. And that's how I make my money.
Yeah. I also performed at the Gemini Twins at work one
time. Oh, excellent. You mentioned you...
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, you work at a restaurant. So what reaction do you get when you do that? I assume you do it for coworkers, not for...
Yeah, I do it for coworkers. I did it once with my coworker there, and she was like, what? How did you do that? I'm like, I can't tell you.
There you go. A way to impress people.
And,
do any of you think you'd like to have a professional career in magic? Lizzie's hand went up right away. What about you, Heath? Do you think you'd like to be a magician? It's nice to do it for fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Maybe.
And what about you, Gabe?
I don't know. I don't think it would be my full career, but I think it would be like more of a side hustle.
And so, Lizzie, you see yourself like... making 10 spots all over the country, maybe eventually.
Yes. I have a dream of being an artist, but I also really like being a magician. So I was thinking about, what if I do both?
You could.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Someday Lizzie may fool Penn and Teller.
Yes, and I will. I'll do it.
So what do you two think of, or you two, you three think of Penn and Teller? Do you like their act?
Yes.
Yes. It's cool.
I watch Fool Us all the time. It's like one of my favorite shows.
And what, do you like them, Heath?
Why, yes.
You do? Are there other magicians, either past or present, that you admire?
One of my favorites is Lucy Darling.
I don't know Lucy Darling, and I don't think of too many women magicians. What do you like about Lucy?
She uses a stage name and acts as a character. It's her stage character, and I really, it's like, she's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
well, she's an actress and a
basically
magician.
Yeah, at the same time.
So she's a performer named Carissa Hendricks. Lucy Darling was a character she created that's sort of old school Hollywood. The big hair, the fancy gowns, and
very
the jewels
cool.
and such. And then as that character, she does magic.
Yep. And she actually fooled Penn and Teller, I think.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. And Gabe, is there a magician you admire?
I like David Copperfield.
Yeah, he really took the world by storm. I like Houdini still. He looks a lot like Tony Curtis, but I like him.
Well, this is why we're celebrating National Magic Week. Actually, Houdini died on October 31st, 1926, because this will be 90 years. Next year will mark 100 years since his passing. Mm-hmm. Originally, the idea was to mark his passing with a National Magic Day. Since it fell on Halloween, it didn't get all that noticed, and it eventually expanded into a whole week where magicians try to get out a little more in public than we normally do and entertain for folks. So the kids will be out today in public doing some magic for people for free and to promote the club and maybe get a few new members to join us.
Wonderful. Will you all be in the same place?
Yes,
today?
We will. We'll be at Games Unlimited.
Excellent, in Squirrel Hill.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited that you're enthusiastic about magic. You've got a lot of beads on you, which proves like there's nothing up your sleeves. I'm excited. Mike, what are your favorite, or if you have favorite types of tricks to do?
Oh, wow. So years ago, I've met so many great magicians, and many of them are very talented with cards and sleight of hand and such, so much so that it moved me away from doing that. I kind of prefer mentalism, which involves either mind reading or predicting the future, that sort of thing.
So predicting the 34.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's why I knew that one right away. By the way, the 9-card puzzle that Heath did came from, I just blanked on his name, but a famous mathematician actually developed that trick.
So. Not Gorin, no. I can't, somebody will know the name of this person. That's a neat trick though, and I imagine some of it has to do with the starting cards that you begin. Maybe not.
No. not at all.
Interesting. Well, I don't want to know the secret because it's nice not to know how tricks work because it's nice to be amazed.
Martin Gardner.
Yes. I knew the G. Yeah. And I used to have one or two of his books.
He's written quite a few. But yeah, that's actually referred to now in magic circles as the 9-card trick by Martin Gardner. It doesn't have any other name than that.
Well, it's wonderful to have all of you here. Did you want to say anything else? Go ahead.
To any of my friends from work listening right now, thank you so much for listening to me. I have a nervous wreck right now, so please apologize.
You sound great.
Okay.
You sound great. And Lizzie?
To my grandma, I love you so much, and I know you're listening to this radio because I asked you to.
Very good.
And you said that I had nothing up my sleeves.
Yes.
Well, turns out I do.
You've got cards. Look at that.
That's funny.
I have something up my sleeves, too.
What?
Two arms.
Yeah.
Any parting words, Heath? No? He's hidden his words. Heath, thank you for being with us. And you amazed me. You all did, actually. Mike, thank you very much. And I hope that you will stop by MagicSam.com. Look for an assembly. That's not like a school assembly. It's an assembly of magicians that you can find. A group, whether it be adults or youth, whether you're curious about learning or an old hand and would like to get involved again, MagicSam.com.